If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you, and listen to this. That's the sound of a man cranking a tractor to get it started. That's a 1939 Farmall F20, the same model tractor that replaced horses on Orion Samuelson's family farm when he was a boy. And what a life changer the tractor was for farmers. But that was then, and this is now. It's a drone spraying a soybean field.
Now, I think most farmers at least know somebody who's used a spray drone. If not, they've actually used one themselves.
Yeah, drones are increasingly doing what tractors and airplanes and helicopters have done.
Right now, it is still, I would call it like the Wild West.
But things are changing quickly, and that guy is on the ground floor.
First drone I ever built, I made out of literally popsicle sticks.
But now, he and his company are building thousands of drones, many of which are the size of small cars. Who he is, after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today, there has never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Helio is the name of the drone company, H-Y-L-I-O.
My name is Arthur Erickson. I'm the CEO and one of the co-founders.
And he and his partners started their drone company a decade ago in a dorm room at the University of Texas. They've come a long way from that popsicle stick drone.
Now, 10 years later, we have a model that carries basically up to 20 gallons. We're making one that can carry closer to 30 gallons. This is getting up to almost Bell helicopter levels.
And all across Illinois and the Midwest, you can see drones spraying fields.
Fungicides is the most popular one right now, and then herbicides, insecticides, fertilizers for topical foliar feeding. But they are also used for seeding. So there's a granular spreader attachment. You can do cover crop seeding with that. You could also spread out solid granule like ant bait or other insecticides. We have a customer up in Canada, for example, that does reforestation using our drones, and they have their own proprietary pod system that basically ejects seed pods from beneath our drone in very precise locations on the side of mountains after forest fires up in the Canadian Rockies.
Erickson and his partners are just opening a new factory 4 times bigger than their current one.
We think with the new combined facilities, we can do about 5,000 or more drones at max capacity.
And just thinking back to those early tractors and how fast things are moving in the drone business.
Sky's not the limit, right? So the drones can basically do whatever. There's going to be a lot more applications that they think of going forward here.
Helio.com is where you can take a look at how drones are changing. On the food calendar, it's National Bomb Pop Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.